time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And we are back. This is Eliezer Ben Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you can health yourself and enlighten up at the same time.
And I know, Ellie, you're talking about, you know, just how strong essential oils are and how they can be helpful to the immune system and helpful for, you know, our health in general, our respiratory system, our digestive system. There's just so many different issues that we're having with the body that can be helped with essential oils.
Absolutely. Just to interrupt, one of the things that you were just bringing up is that I love the way that you and I and Al and some of the more avant-garde holistic health people, we talk about body systems, not necessarily against, like anytime we talk about cancer, we're really talking about the immune system. Anytime we're talking about bone pain or muscle and joint pain, we're talking about the structural system. Or when we're talking high blood pressures, we're really talking about the circulatory system. So we're dealing with those structure and function of those systems. We don't have to worry about the disease name, which is what MDs or traditional medical doctors do. So I really appreciate how the essential oils and herbs and vitamins, they're adjuncts to the diet. They help prevent deficiency diseases, and they can also give us a little benefit in enhancing these other body systems. So I really enjoy how that is done and how you guys teach that and how well
absolutely.
I really appreciate
and
it.
I really enjoy what you teach about the negative ions and replacing those lost electrons that we get from chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
I think chemicals are a big part of what our issues are today. We need to detox. We need to cleanse and restore our bodies. And I think that's the thing that is most important out there, to get the proper nutrition in, detoxify, clean,
help the liver, help the kidneys,
water,
right, all of that. Take a and even something as simple as taking a shower, getting a filter in your shower so you're not inhaling all of that fluorine and chlorine, which can also affect your thyroid. So all of the simple things that we can do. And you guys are going to be teaching that, and whether it's on the business aspect of it or how to use it, it's that healer in every home. That's what we want.
And it always turns into open questions and, you know, being able to help people, you know, with questions about different issues or, you know, whatever it might be. But that's what we always try to teach when we come down and help people with, you know, different wellness questions and how the essential oils and nutrition and detoxification can be so helpful. And I know that in our stores, you know, we do exactly that on a daily basis, just in trying to help people with the natural approach, which is why they come into our stores.
Exactly.
And why they're listening to our show.
And I know, I know one of the classes that has been really, what would I say, taking a lot of interest is understanding the emotional states with essential oils. And
absolutely.
That is the newest kind of thing.
That's right. I mean, we often think that you can't quite get to the physical aspects. You know, if we're full of anger and hate and, you know, different issues that are going on within our bodies, it's difficult to get to the physical part of healing if we can't get through some of the emotional state first. So,
right.
You know, oftentimes we try to teach people that's super important to do.
And, you know, there was an article that came out, and I was just getting ready to mention it, and I'm glad you're on. It's a new article from the Waking Times. And they did a study on using essential oils and different Indian practices like yoga. And they did a traditional Buddhist practice called dream yoga. And they found that they found 11 essential oils can help with what's called lucid dreaming or vivid dreaming. And that's, have you ever been in a dream and all of a sudden you realized, listen, I'm dreaming. I know I'm in this dream. Dream and I'm dreaming, and you become aware of yourself while you're in the dream, and that's called lucid dreaming or vivid dreaming. Has that ever happened? Have you ever found yourself doing that?
Yeah, sometimes I, you know, wake up wondering if my dream world is better than my real world.
Or it was real. Now, they actually do a technique where you learn to actually be aware of your dreaming. And once that occurs, you're actually able to control the dream, and you can use that technique to dream something specific about an issue that you might be having in your real life, whether it's a health issue personally, or it's a relationship issue or a business issue. You can dream that subject. Used to be talked about some of the great Isaac Asimov when he wrote his science fiction stories, or Albert Einstein when he would just go off into a short daydreaming session and he would figure out the answers. So anyway, they found these 11 essential oils. One of them is Arga wood or wood of the gods, Angelica root, very used, bay laurel, blue lotus, chamomile, and chamomile drinkers of the tea have noticed the soothing effect. Cedar wood was first used by the Egyptians and the Sumerians 5,000 years ago. Frankincense is an antidepressant, and the aroma of frankincense can greatly improve the clarity of dreams and the dream recall. Then there's jasmine, which is one of my favorite all-time oils, and it says that in yoga is used in astral traveling, for those that understand that, and the scent of jasmine can be inhaled before bedtime. Then mugwort and sandalwood and valerian root. All of these essential oils were helping in this lucid dreaming and how to use essential oils. So I know doTERRA has come up with some blends now that are quite unique, that actually help produce motivation or serenity or some emotional state that these oils can be used. So I really appreciate you guys teaching classes on that, especially after I just read this new article that came out of the Walking Times, where it can be used to enhance the dream states that people can use. And it helps to fight in depression and anxieties, and a lot of research on now essential oils happening all over the world. I think it's just phenomenal how oils are just really, so many scientists are doing research now on these essential oils because of the results that they find. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I love it.
You betcha. Hey, and get into the store, guys, and ask Sandy and Rosa and Adan about, you know, getting onto the website and learning more about the science behind doTERRA and the science and the research that's going on with helping folks with balancing their emotions and, of course, their health as well. So
there you go. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. There's Vince Garcia, him and his brother, Al Garcia. They're both born and raised here in El Paso. They now live in Utah, becoming experts on essential oils and through doTERRA. So love what you guys teach, and I'm glad every time you come out. Thanks, Vince, and thanks for tuning in to the radio show. I really appreciate it.
Sounds great today. Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. And so there it is. Are we taking a break again?
We got about 5 minutes if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we still have. Is any calls online? I don't see that. So I can two articles that I want to mention that actually tie together, but a lot of people don't realize it. But there was one an article that came out. And it came from, let me see again where it was. It was came out in Science International Zinc and Nutritional Consultative Group, and they did a study on zinc and what happens in zinc, and it came out from. Some of the paleo hacks, and it came out from the journals, and it talked about that one out of two people, that's 50%, are not taking enough zinc, And then the second article that comes after that, which most people don't realize, is that there's new research linking that so many people have the loss of smell, which is controlled by zinc. So the first thing we have is new research links a bad diet to the loss of smell. And this is a new study from Florida State University neuroscientists, and they were looking at a closer look at how our diets could impact a whole range of human functions that normally are not traditionally considered when looking at the impact of, say, obesity or fatigue. So what they found is that 1 in 2 people were deficient in the mineral zinc. And that's in the first article. And the second article is showing that people on the diets, because they're low in so many of the minerals, that it's affecting the sense of smell. And it was the first time researchers have been able to demonstrate a solid link between a bad diet and a loss of smell. And the research was conducted over a 6-month period of time, and they were given high-fat diets, and they wanted to actually where an odor became part of the reward. And so they found that as the diets became more and more deficient, the animals, this was an animal study, I don't usually use those, but as the diet became more and more deficient, they lost their ability to sense smell. And so the study was funded by the National Institute of Health, and it came in, really it's important because it has to do with obesity, and there's a lot of obesity throughout the world, and they found that the sense of smell has a direct impact on how you eat and your ability to enjoy your food. So they found that a bad diet, high-fat diet with very low nutrient density, that they lost their sense of smell. And in the first article, they found that almost 1 in 2 people, or 50% of everybody, are not getting enough zinc. So zinc itself helps to control metabolism, and it helps support testosterone metabolism. But mainly it also really helps to affect hearing and the ability for the body to balance and use the inner ear, because that's where balance occurs from. And so they found that this loss of zinc, it actually affected how wounds heal, and whether it was acne or a wound that you got. It also affects fertility and your ability for a woman to get pregnant. And so these are really important. But the main thing is they found that, again, that it affects the ability to smell. And so that was pretty important. So they found the zinc deficiency affected everybody's smell. And they found as a separate issue that bad diets link to loss of the sense of smell. So again, I think the reason that the bad diet is showing that is because of the loss of zinc. So, okay, I see the light on. We have to take a break for our commercial break. We only got about 20 minutes left, so let's get in that last commercial. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. We have a great staff about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back on. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. I want to continue on that just for a moment, that mosquito season is out, and there's a lot of standing water, especially like here in El Paso. You'll get different areas of the city where it might have a rain for like a 1 to 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden it stops. But it can be raining on one side of the street, but not on the other side of the street. So there's a lot of standing water, and you have to be careful so that mosquito season doesn't build up. So for children and for most people, when you go outside, I know everybody wants to wear short sleeves, tank tops, and shorts, but it does expose a lot more of your skin. So one suggestion is to dress accordingly in very loose cotton clothing. I know it's probably better to have long sleeve and long pants, and even your sandals to not have open toes. That's if you're not going to use something. Otherwise, you want to get the Terra Shield and different essential oils and rub it on the open skin, and that will help produce a vapor that the insects don't like. But you can dress accordingly, and that's important. And then the other thing is you create a barrier on your skin, the vapors, so that the mosquitoes are not attracted. At home at night, if you don't have a good where the houses have open spots and you get mosquitoes in the house, you might want to consider using a mosquito netting at night over your bed. It's really quite a good idea. And these nets can be used, you know, tied up at the top and the ceiling, and then draped over your bed where you're inside a tent. But it's a mosquito netting. And then, of course, there's citronella candles and some that are even stronger than those. But those put out, and you can burn those in the backyard around, and that also can give you a barrier. You know, munch on garlic, they talk about, and take B vitamins because the scent, the mosquitoes don't like that. And actually, the sweet scent of vanilla can help mask the body odor of a person, which can attract mosquitoes. So you can use vanilla scent. That was something. And the other thing is they say eat fewer bananas. As you metabolize bananas, mosquitoes love that smell. You want to be careful about that. So there was an article very specific on natural solutions to halt mosquitoes. So you want to be careful out there because mosquitoes can be very dangerous. And let's see, I want to erase that. There we are. Another couple of, I talked about a number of weeks ago, and last week, there was one where I just want again to bring everybody's attention. If your child is taking any kind of medication for ADD or depression or anxiety disorders or OCD compulsive disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, just know that 36 of the shooters in all of these places around the country where kids are going in and shooting up other kids at their high schools, that 90%+ of them are on psychotropic psychiatric drugs. And at least 36 of the school shootings and school-related acts of violence are committed by those taking or withdrawing from psychiatric medications. So that's where people have been wounded and killed. 80-plus people have been killed, 172 people wounded. And I have an article that's on the website, and you can see that and type in into the search engine. It just says, just type in 36 school shooters and the article will come up. But so those articles showing that these kids that are committing these horrendous crimes are all on psychiatric medication. That's the little elephant in the room that nobody talks about, that everybody really needs to know about. They talk about gun violence and guns and guns. It's not the gun violence. What it is the psychiatric medication that's causing these ideations, either suicide ideation or let me go in and just kill all kinds of my friends and colleagues And so we know that that's, we don't like that. Anyway, so they also, the other article that I found, talked about, is, and I talked about it this last week, and nobody mentioned anything about it, but I talked about the girls are losing their ability to compete in sports in high schools, junior colleges, and college, because trans boys are going to displace the biological females. And yes, it's very good for the LGBT community, but what's happening is you can take a mediocre boy that's in track and field or any other physical event, and if they say they're a woman and they want to compete now as a woman, they will always have a great advantage over a biological girl. So a mediocre athlete as a boy becomes a great athlete as a girl. And so what's happening is in high school and in junior colleges, girls are losing the ability to get those scholarships. And the scholarship because of sports, because the trans boys or trans girls now are displacing them. And soon sports is just going to be that way, because sports is competition. And if you have one group that's just out competing, and trans boys will always out compete biological females. So I'd like next week, I'm going to mention it again, I'd like to talk about it and have a dialogue on it and see what people are talking about. So we only have a couple minutes left, so one of the last things I want to talk about is the Organic Trade Association. That's one of the trade associations that monitor about genetically modified foods and organic foods across the country. Well, a lot of the original founders of the Organic Trade Association are leaving the Organic Trade Association because of protests of the betrayal of consumers, because a lot of the big companies, Monsanto and other things, have bought their way onto the boards of the Organic Trade Association, and so they've changed the rules on what can be labeled organic or not organic. So as an example, Nature's Path, the CEO, he's resigned from the trade association, and he's not alone. So another a number of groups that were original founders of the Organic Trade Association have left because of dissatisfaction among the members and them allowing more and more non-organics to be labeled as organics. So I just wanted to bring that out. Be careful
60 seconds.
Of the Organic Trade Association. Talk about
10
that.
10 seconds.
So anyway, we got 10 seconds left. I want to just say thank you very much. I'll be back next week with another show, and it'll be Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you can health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. And I'll talk to you all next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. We have a great staff about supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.